Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Pat Daugherty, the first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty alongside producer Todd Burlidge across the table. Now I'm going to talk IU basketball, and to do so, we welcome in our good friends from Assembly Call. You can hear their show immediately following the IU games. Exactly right after the games. And joining us now is Jared Morris. Jared, last night, I really don't know what to say. 75-74 loss to the Golden Gophers, Minnesota, on the road. Four straight loss for this team. I guess the first question is the season essentially over for IU? Has Tom Crean lost complete control of this team?
Well, you know, is the season over? I think when it comes to all the thoughts from the beginning of the year of this team, you know, being one that had the potential to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, you know, that certainly seems over. Competing for an upper division finish in the Big Ten, all that seems over. So the goals, the reasonable goals that Indiana had coming into the season, that all seems like it's done. You know, now obviously you have four games left in the regular season. You have the Big Ten tournament. You know, you might have an NIT appearance after that if things go well here down the stretch. And so, you know, those games, while they're not going to be meaningful in terms of Indiana achieving those big picture goals, they can be meaningful in terms of young players who are going to be the future of this program developing. You know, and when you look at last night's game, to me, the biggest takeaway from the positive side of things was how great Deron Davis played. Now, he only played 9 minutes, you know, because mm-hmm. of foul trouble. But when he was in there, he really showed, I thought, on both ends of the floor, why he's such an important part of the future for Indiana basketball. So, you know, when you have a season go like this one does and your goals for the immediate season are done, you really start to turn your attention to the guys who are going to be building blocks for the future. And, you know, Deron played well. I thought Juwan Morgan did some good things. Devontae Green had some nice moments. And so from that perspective, you know, there were things encouraging in that game, and there are certainly some things to watch down the stretch. But, you know, outside of that, in terms of all the goals that Indiana had coming into the year, it seems like an extreme, extreme unlikelihood that they will come anywhere near achieving those.
All right, I guess the big question, and it is IU. So there carries some extenuating, I think, weight when you talk basketball, because IU is a basketball school. It's Hoosier hysteria. They take their pride in having a great basketball program. There have been some bright spots, but there hasn't been, I think, continued elite basketball under any of the coaches since the general Bobby Knight. You look at Tom Crean and you look at his tenure at IU. I mean, he's had a couple of good seasons, two Big Ten first place finishes in the regular season, but overall 163 wins, 131 losses. It's just over 50%, 55% if you want to be exact, a 43% winning percentage in the Big Ten. Is that enough for him to continue to be the coach at IU? Do you think that at the end of the season, there's going to be some hard look at whether or not to bring him back or test the waters and find somebody else potentially to take the helm?
Yeah, I think the way that this season has gone, there will definitely be a hard look taken after the season. You know, and I have no knowledge of inside conversations or any of those kind of things that go on, but it just seems reasonable that for a program, for a school for whom basketball is so important and so many resources are pumped into the basketball program and it has such fan support, you know, we often heard coming into the season, you know, amidst criticism of Tom Crean, well, he's won two of the last four Big Ten titles. Which was certainly true, but now if this season goes the way it looks like it is, he'll also have missed the NCAA tournament in two of the last 4 years. And so, you know, as that starts to stack up, and as you look at what has happened since 2003 to where, you know, it looks like you'll have three disappointing seasons out of four, and really even in that one successful season, you know, it was kind of a train wreck until almost a miraculous turnaround, it seemed like, in the second half of the year, which was great, don't get me wrong, But I think that instability, that roller coaster nature, I think is what is really frustrating a lot of fans and what might compel a change at the end of the year. And, you know, the more I look at it, the more I start to think that it might be a good thing for both parties potentially, because with so much criticism and frustration with every mounting loss, I do think it's easy to forget about the good things that Tom Crean has done. And he has done a lot of good things at Indiana, but it's seeming more and more likely that we've probably seen the peak of where he can take Indiana basketball. And that's why I think so many fans are just ready to see what's behind door number two. And there's no guarantee that it will be better than what we have right now. But I just think we all, as a fan base, feel pretty confident that we know what we have right now, and it's good. But Indiana basketball aspires to be great, and I think that's a fair expectation given what basketball's meant to the program and the resources. And I think when you add all of that up, it seems like a reasonable time at the end of this year to have those conversations and see, you know, what might be out there. And so we'll see if that happens. But that is, you know, based on what I've seen, that's what I expect to take place.
That said, Jared, and we're talking to Jared Morris. You can find Jared's work at Assembly Call. Jared, when I look at the roster, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the entire roster return next year? I mean, do they lose anybody? It seems like everything's in place. There were some injuries this year and whatnot. When you sort of look at everybody, so many pieces to this puzzle returning, does that work in Tom Crean's favor at all?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I think the assumption has been all season long, you know, even though there are no seniors, I mean, you have Colin Hartman, obviously, and I suppose since he's been out, there's a chance he could take a medical redshirt, but, you know, from what I've heard on that, and again, I don't know anything definitive, you know, it sounds like that could be up in the air, whether he would do that, he might move on and start to pursue his post-basketball interests. You know, and then you've got guys like James Blackman Jr. and Thomas Bryant and OG Anunoby, who the expectation all along has been that those guys would be moving on to play professional basketball after this year, and it sure seems like Indiana has recruited that way. Now, the season has not gone as well for any of those three guys as they would have liked, so whether that changes their decision, you know, we won't know. But obviously, if all of those guys leave, you know, that's a lot of talent leaving, and you still have some solid, you know, building blocks and Juwan Morgan and Deron Davis and Robert Johnson, you know, Devontae Green, Curtis Jones. So there still would be talent here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of operating under the assumption that all of those guys are going to go. Now, we have to wait to see what their official announcements are. But, you know, with that expectation, then you look at it, and obviously there's a lot of holes on the roster that would need to be filled. Were that to be the case. And that's, I think, another reason why Indiana fans are frustrated with this season, is because you always kind of looked at next season as, okay, it's probably going to be a rebuilding year, because if this season goes how everybody thinks and all these guys go to the NBA, you know, now there's going to be a talent exodus and we're really going to have to rebuild next year. But that's okay if we can have a good season this year.
Exactly.
If you compile a rebuilding year next year on top of a really disappointing year this year, it all just starts to compound for IU fans.
Perfect take on that. Once again, Jared Morris, Assembly Call, post-game show immediately following IU basketball. You can check him out, assemblycall.com. Jared, always a privilege, and we'll talk to you after the next IU game, man.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.